Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And it's such a beautiful day, and I'm so glad you're all listening. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to be having on one of the people who's trying hard to make the world a better place, and that's Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. But I want to make just a quick couple of quick announcements. There's a friend of mine named Emily here in Seattle. If you could, please send her lots of your beautiful love, light, and positive energy. She's having some health problems. I know that'll really help her. Also, Denise Bartlett is one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hotter water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. She creates customized water healing products with structured water and also has water workshops. Her website is www.highhotto.com. She's a certified hotter instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try one of her wonderful hotter water healing products. She can be reached at area code 425-306-6316, or her email is denise.barrett@highhotto.com. That's D as in David, E-N-I-S-E, period, B as in boy, A-R-R-E-T-T, at highhotto.com. And with that, I'd like to welcome Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project on my show from Tokyo. Michiko, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Ted. Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me again on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I first met Dr. Emoto back on July 25th, 2014. And during that interview from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll never forget how we did an intention experiment at about 3:30 p.m. that day, where I said, you know, if your experiments with creating beautiful water crystals works, would it also work to create world peace? And Dr. Emoto said, yes, it would. So we all did a meditation and prayer for world peace for the Palestinians and the Israelis to have a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies for the wounded. And guess what happened? Do you remember what happened, Michi? There was a ceasefire that mm-hmm. night, spontaneous, mm-hmm. between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I was just so happy that happened. And you're continuing his work, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Many people are.
You know, people, nowadays, people have been realizing how powerful our consciousnesses, our intention of prayers are. And I'm so happy that it's spreading more and more. And now I am really happy to say that this is becoming real mainstream science, because I know a group, big research center, is doing the research on consciousness and how powerful our consciousness is, and it's through water. So it's now real science.
it takes some time. I mean, everybody thought Galileo was crazy back in the 15th or 16th century. But he was proved right. The Earth, mm-hmm. he said that the Earth was revolving around the sun with other planets and not mm-hmm. the other way around. But he got criticized heavily for that. But it turned out he was correct.
And I wish Dr. Emoto was still alive so he can just receive and hear all these wonderful news and information and researches that he did not have at that time, but this is nice. But he can be watching. He's watching from above. So.
Yeah, he's watching from the other side right now, and I think he's with us today. He's with us today. Well,
mm-hmm. thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us, you're coming here to Bellingham on August mm-hmm. 25th, Sunday, at the Unity Church in Bellingham. Tell us what you'll be doing there.
I will be giving my presentation on the message from water, how our consciousness and words and everything we see and everything we hear is really powerfully connected with water. And I will be showing many water crystals and giving my presentation for about 90 minutes. Then after that, I will be giving a huddle healing sessions to each individual on that day, 25th, and hopefully on the 26th also.
Right. Wonderful. For more information, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Unity Church is a beautiful place. It's located at 1095 Telegraph Road in Bellingham. Their phone number is area code 360-733-2270, and she'll be there on Sunday, August 25th.
I think it'll start at 12:30.
Okay.
On Sunday, 25th of August.
12:30 p.m., not 12:30 a.m., I assume. People showing up in the middle of the night. Now, and I think it's important to tell people that these HOTO sessions that you give people are the same kind of sessions that Dr. Moto successfully used to diagnose and treat like 10,000 people before he passed away in October of 14.
Except we use evolved version of the machine.
Okay.
And that's what the machine that I'm bringing in next month, and I will be detecting the root cause of the problems that people have, make customized water for them to heal.
Now there's for people out there in the audience saying, "Oh, I live in Seattle or Olympia and I can't make it to Bellingham." Well, we have a solution for you, actually, because you'll be, and both of us will be at the UFO conference sponsored by wonderful Jane of the Triad Theater in Olympia, Washington, Lacey, Washington, on Friday, August 30th. Saturday, mm-hmm. August 31st, and Sunday, September 1st. You'll be giving your presentation to children from 5 to 6 p.m., which is free, on Friday, mm-hmm. August 30th.
Sure. And I will be giving children's books to children also.
Right. And then the next day, on Saturday, August 31st, you'll be giving a presentation to adults on the work mm-hmm. of Dr. Moto from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And also, both of us, you'll be available to give HOTO treatment sessions both on, I assume, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And mm-hmm. from my conversations with Jane a couple days ago, you will have your own table. We both will. So you'll be able
wonderful.
To give people HOTO sessions there.
I can help people. Wonderful.
And the cost will be, is that be $100 per session? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But if people...
It'll take about 1 hour per person, and I would like to know in ahead of time what kind of problem they have. A lot of people say, "I have this and that and this and that," so many multiple problems, but it's always good to concentrate on one or two things.
Right. Well, people out there, if you'd like to please RSVP to me, Ted, for these HOTO sessions, and you can just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And
they can also email me so I can directly explain what that is.
Go ahead.
And my email address is Michi, M-I-C-H-I, Lana, L-A-N-S-N-C-A, @gmail.com.
Yeah, Lana was the name of your doggy woggy who's still with you, sweet dog. But good. And mm-hmm. it's nice to get some prep time, too.
I do want to prepare,
prepare
some research on the
Right.
The symptoms and
that
everything.
That would be good. We've got mm-hmm. about 3 minutes left, or 4 minutes, Michi. And,
okay.
What other topics would you like to talk about?
Well, thank you. I think... I will be there in August, between 22nd and August September 3rd. Well, leaving on the 3rd, but during that time, while I'm there, I'm available to give the presentations.
Sure.
If people want me to give presentations on the message from water, and also HOTO healing sessions.
Right.
Also, Ted, you and I will be in Dresden in November.
Correct.
For the conference.
Absolutely.
And we will be. Yeah, maybe we can talk about that too. It'll be either on the second or third of November, or 9th and 10th of November.
10th. Absolutely.
And I think before that you will be giving your presentations in Germany.
Yes. I'm
and being... I think I will be in Croatia. I'm invited to Croatia, so I will go and I will be interviewed by a TV show and all that.
Oh,
Now
good.
I'm doing arranging, yeah,
Oh,
arranging that.
okay.
And I think, yeah, you will be giving your presentations in Germany. I just heard from your radio show, so
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
think it's good.
We'll be spreading the message all over the place. Oh, that's good. That's
Yeah,
good.
that's important. This year, I heard that until October is a really, really important time for each individual person to be purely be the person who really is, and that will direct those people to their direction. So there are many parallel worlds, and that will guide us to the place where we're going. So I think it's so important that everybody knows about this.
Absolutely. Mitchie, we don't have much time left. Could you give your website out, please, so people could.
Okay, thank you. It's www.emoto, Emoto, peace, PEACE project, project.net.
Good. And then your
Thank you.
email address again, if people want to write you about the Hado sessions.
Okay, Michi, MIM is Monday, MICHI, Lana, LAN as Nancy, A, at gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Hang on for a moment, Mitchie. Our next segment is an interview I did with Conrad Halbig of Koha Publishing in Munich, Germany, and Michiko on his Conrad's new movie on Dr. Masaru Emoto, and
Yeah, it's on the YouTube now.
it's on YouTube now. And I've given the you can find it on YouTube. I've also linked it on my website as well.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you so much for doing that. I think that's the message that Dr. Emoto really wanted to say to share with the people around the world. And he recorded his own voice. So
Right,
everything that
right.
people hear is Dr. Emoto's voice, and this is very valuable.
Okay.
And I want everyone to listen to it,
Okay.
please.
Okay. For more information, please see the website www.koha-verlag.de for Germany. Now we'll go to this interview. And Mitchie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you so
We
much,
really
Ted.
appreciate it.
And
Okay.
thank you so much, everyone.
Okay. Thank you for your beautiful work. Now,
Thank you.
thanks, Mitchie, so much. Now we will play this interview that was done last month in Germany, and then I'll return at the end of the hour.
Hello, friends. This is Ted, and I'm in a beautiful little town just outside Munich, Germany, called Dorfen. And I'm with Conrad and Michiko, and Conrad's produced a beautiful and fantastic film about Dr. Emoto and about all about water. And I wanted them to explain about it, and I think it's going to make a world sensation when it's released. Conrad, could you tell us a little bit about your work and about this film you produced?
Well, the point is this, normally as a publisher, when you have as publisher 2 periods, and you don't have really big time to take care of the book, which is published already for 10 years. But now we don't make any new book more, so I really want to take care of the old books. And for me, Dr. Emoto, it was so, he touched me. And what he was done, it was very, very a great work for the world. And I thought, I wanna make a very, very short movie to show what his idea is. And Michiko, she's traveling a lot with Dr. Emoto and working with him, and maybe you can explain what really is the basic of his work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Michiko Hayashi, who was the administrative assistant to Dr. Emoto for about over 10 years. She now heads the global she's down to the global director of the Emoto Peace Project. But Michiko, tell us a little bit about your work and
Okay.
how this film.
All right, thank you, Ted. Well, firstly, I want to thank you to Conrad for everything he has done in Germany, because Conrad, well, even now, he's the president of Koha Publishing Company in Germany. The Koha was the very first publisher that published, printed Dr. Emoto's book, and many books here in Germany. And Dr. Emoto really appreciated Conrad, and also Conrad and Dr. Emoto had a very strong friendship, trusting friendship for many years. And I am so grateful that I finally met Conrad in person. I didn't know exactly what he was creating, but yesterday when I saw the video for the first time, I was really touched. And the message Dr. Emoto had was how powerful our consciousness is and how powerful we are, human beings are individually. Also, how important it is for all of us to keep this whole earth a peaceful place and the harmonious place so that all the children and children's children can live in peace. Because right now he was saying that it is our responsibility to think about water, think about environment, and when we know what water really is, then this whole planet Earth will become a better place. So that was the film that Conrad was making and made, finally.
Well, the film's an incredible film. I saw it yesterday while you were working on it, and I can't wait for it to be released.
Yeah.
It is released.
It is now really released. It's online and really...
Okay. Yeah. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think it's the timing's excellent because the planet has started to shift into the higher dimensions. And I think it's true that most people on this planet do not want war anymore. We don't want conflict anymore. We want to live in a harmonious planet. We get along and we can create a paradise here on planet Earth if we want.
Yeah, and I think it starts really with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to take care. We have to take care of our neighbors, at first of ourselves, then to our family. And we have to respect. We have to respect the nature. We have to respect the animals. We have to respect. And if you respect someone, how does it feel to respect someone? Mm-hmm. Great. How does it feel to hate someone? Not good.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's the work of Dr. Emoto. Mm-hmm. Really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get the quality or get the benefit if you respect someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think if his message was incorporated into all the world today, really incorporated in many governments, we wouldn't have any conflict.
Yes, yes, and yeah. And he did a great job because he wanted that, he did a book for childs. He wanted that already the childs are getting really involved in this knowledge. And it's a great time because if you see now what Greta Thunberg from Sweden is doing with as a young kid, mm-hmm. for the kids, for the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need.
Right.
Young kids standing up and right. say, no, we want to live.
Right.
We want to take care of our nature, of our future.
Right, right, right. And with more kids like that and people like like Dr. Emoto and you and Michiko, we'll make
and
a difference.
You.
And you and myself. Thank you. We'll make a difference.
Yeah.
And we are making a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are making a difference. How did Dr. Emoto touch your life, Conrad? When you first met him?
You know, one side is business.
Right.
But the other side, it's personally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I got touched because he respected everything. He respected not only the water, mm-hmm. he respected the nature, the people around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was great.
I think he also showed us too, and I'd like for you to talk about this, that we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a beautiful planet here.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be fighting. You know, we are supposed to create a paradise here on this planet.
And when you see the crystal, what he made for war and for peace, when you see it, what else? It's everything is clear.
That's right.
Yeah. For me, it's no question.
You know, I think Dr. Emoto was always told that he's a scientist. He was introduced as a scientist. And Dr. Emoto always said, I am not a scientist. I'm a water missionary, he said.
Oh, really?
I'm a water missionary.
Wow.
This water crystal is fantasy or it's art. But as long as this shows everyone the beautiful life of water and also the message that water is teaching, giving us, that's the most important thing. He said, when you see... I love you. When you see something ugly, like you fool, you can see which one you want. We all want a beautiful thing that's compassion, that's love, that's respect and trust. So he was always, he not only talking about this beautiful crystal, but he was a person of love and compassion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's just one human being, so he would sometimes get really upset, but later on he would be smiling and apologizing and hugging you, anyone who would go away from you, and if that person comes back and saying, Dr. Emoto, I'm sorry, I apologize, can I come back? Mm-hmm. He would say, of course, and he'd give a hug, you know. Mm-hmm. So he had that huge heart to accept everything and to show the respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I learned from him, and also that is in the book, mm-hmm. in his books, I think.
The point is, when a scientist proves or make a test with water, he can give you, I don't know how many figures, how many graphics and whatever. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture from Emoto touched the people by the heart.
Right.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It did. And I think it also showed, too, that we are very, very powerful spiritual beings.
Yeah, totally.
You know, our words, our thoughts do have an effect in this dimension and other dimensions. So we have to be very careful to only have the most positive thoughts and the most positive words in our daily lives.
And when you understand, most of you are water. You are 78%, 70 or 8% water is in you. You're in you.
Nice.
So, hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself good.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to others.
Right.
We're like, exactly. We're water container ourselves.
Yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
You know, we just want to be good to yourself, love ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
Then our loves will go all around everything.
Well, as Professor Albert Einstein tells me, love is the most powerful force in the universe.
Yeah.
And if he had to do it over again, he would have created what he calls a bomb of love rather than a bomb of destruction. And he feels, I think, yes, he does say that. He said that it was a mistake for him to work on the atomic bomb.
And when you see the phrase of Professor Einstein, wow.
Yeah, right.
It's love.
Yeah, it is love.
Yeah.
It absolutely
yeah.
is love. Most of them. And as the Dalai Lama has said, too, without love and compassion, what hope do we have? There's no hope, you know?
And how does it feel not to be in love?
Right.
How does it feel to be in hate or whatever?
Right, exactly.
How does it feel
yeah.
to when people say, I don't have enough, I want to have more?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's hunger. How does hunger feel?
Right, exactly. Yeah. 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 That's true.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're helping to steer the planet in the right direction with your work on this film and other work that you do. Conrad, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you end up publishing spiritual books?
Oh.
In 25 words for us.
Okay. I was teaching a breathing technique in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's called rebirthing from Leonard Orr. And I published with him two books. And the third book, the publisher said, with the third book, I don't want to do it anymore. Then I said, I do it by myself. That's it. That was the way to start.
Okay. Well, that's simple. That's simple.
And finally, we had a lot of American authors. We'd run below Tom Kenyon, Greg Braden. And finally, I gave up giving seminars, did just publishing. And I like it. I think everybody should do what he likes.
Right, to follow your heart.
Yeah.
Well, your work is so important, in Michiko's too, because you followed your heart, and you listened to basically what the angels and your inner voice told you what to do. And that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's good. And you're never wrong when you do that.
And Michiko, do you want to say something? Well, how does people... got affected by the work of Dr. Imoto?
Oh, I know. Thank you for asking. As I walk around, I am always touched by all these people coming to me and saying, some people would say, I went to Dr. Imoto's seminar before about 10 years ago, about 11 years ago. I was really touched by his work, the message. And the work of Dr. Imoto's changed my life, they would say. And they sometimes come back because they heard that I am there to give my presentation on the message from water, Dr. Imoto's. And so many people say, when Dr. Imoto passed away, I thought that this Imoto Peace Project stopped. But I am so happy. So many people say that they are happy that... to know that I am continuing to do the work.
Great.
So I feel very blessed wherever I go, with the help of course, Ted, you've been helping me also, and as well as you, Conrad, still trying to spread the message along with all of us. And yesterday when I saw the film that you made, it really touched my heart because you had the recording of Dr. Imoto's word.
Yeah.
And when anyone who would see that this short video that Conrad made, Dr. Imoto is talking. So you can still hear his voice. He's still alive in that he made two videos of Message from Water, and Dr. Imoto talks in there, and the words that you see are the words from Dr. Imoto, that they were the ones that Dr. Imoto always wanted to tell, to share with everyone around the world.
I give you another example. You know, in Germany, I don't know, the homeopathic doctors, when the book of Dr. Imoto got out, it was always complicated to explain to the patient how does homeopathic work.
Right.
With the books of Dr. Imoto, they showed, see, it was not only homeopathic, it was a lot of other therapies. They said, now we can explain to the people and show how does it work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was big thing also.
Yeah.
In a lot of indigenous people too, native people, because they have heard so much about the same messages from their ancestors.
They really resonate with
them. But they never had the writings.
Yeah.
So finally they said, finally, here's the message.
Of course. Well, when you went to South America in March of 2015, you had not just 20 or 30 people show up for your presentations. You had 3,000, 5,000 people show up. That's an incredible amount of people all hearing about your message from water. And I think they resonated with it because their ancestors talked about that. Mm-hmm. That was common knowledge. And somehow in the West, so-called developed West, we've lost that. Many of us have lost that connection with nature and the planet. And Dr. Imoto has brought that back to us.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything about the Peace Project?
Yes, thank you. Okay, Emoto Peace Project is that project that Dr. Emoto started in 2005 at the United Nations headquarters office in New York. At that time, he said, well, to make the whole planet Earth for everyone, for children and children's children, the Earth needs to be a harmonious place, peaceful place. And the most important thing is for all of us to learn about water. And he said, I will make the children's book of Message from Water and then print 650 million books to give to all children on Earth for free of charge. So within 2005, he made the very first edition of Message from Water that was in Japanese. Even though it was Japanese, he took the book along with him everywhere he went and asked everyone to support this children's book and to distribute, to give to people around them, and also to translate into their own languages. And with the help of everyone, now we have this children's book, Message from Water, translated into 34 languages now.
Right.
And given to all the people around the world. We have not reached 650 million books yet, but we've been trying the best we can with the supporters and like you, Conrad. And so that's Emoto Peace Project. When you come to Emoto Peace Project website, it's www.emotopeaceproject.net. Then they will see all the work of Dr. Emoto's water crystal pictures and the children's book. You can download also for free of charge in different many languages. If you want the real book, small booklet, we have the booklets also in different languages.
Can you repeat it, the website, slowly?
Okay. It's www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Project, project.net.
I know we're on the right track because Nostradamus said under one old timeline that we would have a nuclear war by now, a World War III, but that didn't happen. And we're all still very much alive. And I think we're all on the right track.
Yeah, completely. But I think as the whole world, we have to work together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's our planet.
Right.
It's our planet for us and for our children and for our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, as Conrad says, it's each individual person's responsibility, I think. Every single person has to make the choice to create this, to make this world a happy place, to be happy himself, herself, and then to be kind to other people, to people around you, the family, respect nature, and be kind, compassionate to every single thing. Then the world will become depending.
I think you had an American president who said, don't ask, I don't know exactly.
Ask not what your country will do for you, but ask what you can do for your country.
Yes.
And what you can do for the freedom of man and women, humanity.
Exactly.
That's great. Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that needs to be done today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Service to others.
And what would be a world when he would not be killed?
Well, that's a timeline in my book. In my book about, he told me what would have happened.
Yeah, he tell said, me, please.
Okay, if he had been allowed to live and not been assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, President, our longevity would have increased easily to 300 years by now. This is because disease and poverty would have been eliminated on the planet. We would have free energy, and we would, because we would not be using petroleum products for transportation, as we do now, there is free energy available, except that many of the people who have invented free energy on this planet have been eliminated. But the technology does exist.
Yeah.
And because we would have free energy, money as a medium of exchange, it would still be used, but not as it wouldn't be as important as it is now. We'd have kind of a bartering, sort of like a bartering system. So this is the sort of thing. He said also that George Bush would have been in jail. probably much of his entire family. The other thing too is that Lyndon Baines Johnson was within two weeks of being indicted for murder in Texas at the time he was assassinated. And one of the reasons why President Johnson forced Jackie Kennedy to stand with him on Air Force One when they flew back to Washington, D.C. after President Kennedy had been murdered is that as a sitting president, Johnson could not be prosecuted for murder or any capital crimes. And he was being prosecuted at that point. He just the papers were getting ready to be filed, and President Kennedy himself said that he was getting ready to get rid of him off the ticket because he would have had a new vice presidential running mate in the next elections. So.
And I think we should really do exactly this, what he said.
Right.
And make the next step.
Right.
For what we are waiting for.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and you are. You are making that next step. President Kennedy is also telling me now, it's the destiny of this planet to ascend into the higher dimensions.
Yeah.
And he says, the hardest planet in this entire universe to affect any positive changes is, guess which one it is? Earth. This is the toughest planet to make any positive changes. And here we are. We're like Marines landed on the beach somewhere. But fighting for a better planet. But we're getting help now. We are getting help. I know that the frequencies of the planet have gone way up, called the Schumann Resonance. It started in September of 2016 when the Schumann Resonance doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8. And since that time, it's gone up to over 1,000 hertz in some places, many places on the planet. The frequency of love is 528 hertz. And Michiko, tell us about 528 hertz, and if you could get your tuning port, please, and play that frequency. 528 is the frequency of love, mm-hmm. And when you hit this tuning port with this crystal that you got from, I was going to say, Mount Shasta / Lemuria, mm-hmm. You send a double whammy of love everywhere. So tell us a little bit about that, and if you could play that now, that would be wonderful.
Okay, this 528 hertz is the frequency that can even fix DNA and can just bring all the vibrations to a higher vibration. And of course, this is a love frequency also. And what Dokemoto used to do was at the beginning of the water ceremony, he would play this, hit this 528 that sounds like this. Then he said, this vibration will open up the sky and reaches the, our wishes, our thoughts will reach the sky and come back to where we are, to the water, 100 times even stronger because it affects the water molecules. So it crystallizes our wishes and they come back. So we play this to make the field harmonious and fix all the negative vibration to the higher vibration with this.
Wonderful. Could you play it a couple more times, please?
Okay.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Conrad and Michiko, if you are king and queen of this planet right now, what'd be the first thing that you'd do to help help us ascend?
Well,
Hold on.
In 25 words or less, please.
That's a difficult.
Would you encourage people to love each other, care for more each other?
Give everybody the space, what he needs.
No, that's a good
to
one.
Get off his personal hunger, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have enough on the world
right.
to feed everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There is no reason that one child has to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and there's no reason to kill or do stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us not happy.
Yeah, right.
But if we don't get peace in ourselves, it reflects, the earth is reflecting us.
Mm-hmm.
Our disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I personally don't think Gaia or Mother Earth is very happy about all the pollution, about the way she's been treated, and she can strike back with weather patterns to, you know, she can. But
you know that treat your body like a temple.
Hmm.
And you know what people are doing.
Right.
Doing the opposite to their own body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. Because we all have that God within us,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
We all have that God within us.
And we cannot allow to be in this energy. People would getting afraid.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Conrad, on that and very important point. One of the things that the Pleiadians, my friends have told me, my spirit friends have told me, is that as we spiritually progress, we will not only live longer, but we will also start reversing the aging clock so that time will go slower. And so for people who are interested in physical appearances, you don't need to, if you're a woman, you don't need to buy cosmetics and makeup. Simply become more spiritual and you'll reverse the aging clock and get rid of those wrinkles.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think when people are living happily, and when they are really happy with what they're doing, with their life, then everybody looks young and happy. They have happy face. They are, and those people are more kind to other people, compassionate to other people. Also, those people who are happy with their life. That means people who are doing what they really want to do, then they can be very compassionate to others, accepting others, respecting nature also. So as Conrad said, if each person lives happily and do what he wants, what she wants, everybody will be happy. I mean, do things that their heart tells what they want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was a student in college many years ago, I went to this one philosophy class, mm-hmm. and we had a debate, and it was a debate on the true nature of humans. And I argued that humans are basically kind, benevolent, and loving. Deep down, all of us are that. The other person on the other side argued that the opposite. But I remember that discussion, and I've always thought that we are basically kind, benevolent, and loving loving humans, that we're not the opposite.
What is the profit to hate somebody?
Yeah.
What is the profit to be in the energy of hate?
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you understand this, it makes no sense.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But
if I respect, that feels good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I hate, no good. You're getting sick, you're getting old, you're getting lonely.
Right.
Right. It makes no sense.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it does make no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's also a law of vibration also, because when you send out something, like when you send love or when you are loving something, somebody, or love yourself, then love comes back to you. When you are hating something, well, that's
that
an
comes back to you too.
Yeah, negative energy that comes back to you. So it's just the same thing. You do what makes you feel really good. When you love yourself, you feel good. When you love someone, you feel good. You're happy. When you hate something, or when you hate someone, then you feel awful.
Well, the problem with negative emotions like that can get translated into physical conditions like cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
And I've seen that happen before. I had a friend several years ago who used to like to yell at his other family members. Nice man. Mm-hmm. I met him after he'd been operated on for throat cancer, and he's lost his ability to speak. But he was a nice man. I liked him. But he'd learned his lesson. It was too late, almost too late, because he got this throat cancer from being negative and yelling at his brother all the time. And eventually that went into this throat cancer.
Oh, that's true.
I think everybody has to learn his own lesson.
That's true. Yeah.
It's the same with me. I get my lessons.
Sure, sure.
And if I don't get it, I get it once more.
Right, exactly. Well, so, yeah, that's so true, yeah.
It's really the point is, are you interested really for learning? Mm-hmm. It's yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's right.
I had a lot of lessons in my life.
We all have lessons in our life, yeah, absolutely, yeah. We all have lessons in our life.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And well, it feels terrible. if you're in a lesson or don't get the message.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And sometimes the angels or the spirits will hit you over the head several times before you get the lesson. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we can relax and can do now really do our lessons, because if not, we get it again.
Well, let me ask you this on that note. In 5 years, if we make the right choices on this planet, what kind of planet do you think we'll have?
No, I think it takes longer. 5 years.
Okay, maybe ten. How about 10?
We are
20.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have a big chance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get them freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want really that we work together with you. You are from America and Michiko from Japan. We are one world.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And we are friends and we are happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that makes me rich, because we are working together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think the Earth is much, much smaller than what we think. In general, we think that Earth is so huge, but when we see the Earth from the universe, it's so small, just little tiny planet. But we are living there. So if we work together from every different places all together, then this huge Earth, but it's a small Earth that we can change real quickly, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm hoping to do, spreading this message from water, because we are water. Mm-hmm. This planet Earth is a water planet, and water can receive our thoughts, our powerful thoughts, what we are doing, when we treat ourselves with love and kindness and gratitude, then it creates the whole Earth, a very loving and kind and beautiful planet Earth with gratitude too. So that's a reflection the state of Earth is our reflection, and we are the reflection of the Earth. So we can together work with the planet Earth, with everybody. So this is really wonderful because we have all our friends everywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to a new planet and a new civilization and a new paradigm, if you will, a model of how people should behave. And it's going to translate into a society where we will truly live in peace and harmony. I know that's coming. I know it's coming.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think really we should do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We should help in any way we can to help effectuate that.
Yeah.
Here's one more point I want to leave us with. We've got a few minutes left. Sometimes it's the smallest things in life that are really important. And I remember reading about this fellow named Garnet Schultheiser. He came to my conference a couple of years ago. He's from Canada. He's retired now, but used to be a corporate lawyer. And he won a lot of cases for his clients. But one of the most important cases he ever did, according to his spirit friends, was sitting down at a park bench with a homeless lady and helping and talking to her for about 20 minutes on how to turn her life around. And thanks to that small little brief talk, the lady turned her life around, got off on the streets, had a family, lived a beautiful life, thanks to his 20-minute of advice. And perhaps someone listening to this radio show today will be touched by your message, Conrad or Michiko or myself or all of us, and they will help create this beautiful new planet, which I know we're supposed to have.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's what you said.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Work together, respect ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
This is our home. Earth is our home, our homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep this home a very good vibration, loving place, and compassionate place in order.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we think this is our home, we want to keep it nice and clean.
Right.
That's important.
And,
yeah. I think everybody can start to clean their home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To clean their body, to clean their relationship,
mm-hmm.
to clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, I can't wait for people to see this film. It just was released. And I want to thank you both, Conrad and Michiko, for your beautiful work. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for your work, what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, your work is very important.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're all in this together. We all have sparks of the Supreme Being within us, and we're in one sense, we're carrying out higher orders from above. But anyway, and I know most people want to choose happiness. They want to be happy. They want to create a beautiful society. So let's do it. Let's create a beautiful world.
Thank you.
Okay.
Every moment.
Create a beautiful world.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friends.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, my friends. That was with Conrad Halbig and Michiko Hayashi when we were in, all of us were in Munich, Germany last month. Conrad is a wonderful man. He's a famous spiritual publisher in Germany. He publishes all kinds of fantastic spiritual books, and he just finished a new movie about Dr. Emoto, which I hope you can see. If you like, you can go to his website at www.koha-verlag.de I will be going, and Michiko Hayashi will be going to Dresden, Germany in early November 2019 for a conference in Dresden. I hope you can all come. It'll either be on November 2nd and 3rd or November 9th and 10th. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I know together, if we all work hard, we will create a much better and happier world than we have now. It's the destiny of this planet to become a loving, kind, and benevolent planet where there's no war and no conflict. And I know that's where we will end up for not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children and for many future generations. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Next Friday, we'll be interviewing Simon Parks. Simon comes on the first and third Fridays of every month. And with that, my friends, I hope you have a really happy and wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. Together, we can make this planet a much better place. Bye-bye, everyone.